Can you feel me with that shit? They got nothing better to say. You know them old ass niggas will tear your young ass up. And you know them young ass niggas will tear your old ass up. If you nice, you nice, regardless.
Listen, this the battle of the flesh and fight my own demons. Ain't no demons ever stronger than your own demons. I'm trying to kill my flesh, baby, no time for grieving. To that old man scream that he's now leaving.
I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Back in the weapon, my savior is Christ. I truly believe that he gave me his life. I truly believe I am healed by stripes. Pierced through the side with a hell of a price. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Yo, just know that I'm packing a weapon. Oh, God, so love the world.
Hey, yo. Free. No, I'm back.
I know how to walk into heaven. My wisdom's considered a weapon. Stop sleeping in time of confession. Wait up, you're dropping your blessing. Your weapon, you'll prosper. Word of my heavenly father. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Swimming deep in that overflow. High beams on holy glow. Real life and it's biblical. Hood swag and it's spiritual. Spreading the word and it's lyrical. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I got keys to heaven. 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 Just know that I'm packing a weapon. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. The weapon, your prosper. Word of my heavenly father. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Packing the weapon, my savior is Christ. I truly believe that he gave me his life. I truly believe I am healed by stripes. Pierced through the side with a hell of a price. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Yo, I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You believe you shall not perish, let the Father will be done. Jesus said, I am the way, this the only way to come. These are keys, listen clear, I'm a loaded in my gun. Hey yo, I know how to walk into heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. The weapon, you'll prosper. Word of my heavenly father, yo, you know who I be. I'm from South Jersey, CMT, the blood I bleed. Rocking with the Trinity, hey yo. Deep in that overflow, high beams on holy glow. Real life and it's biblical. Hood swag and it's spiritual. Spread the word and it's lyrical.
Hey, yo, tribulation.
Yo, try.
Yo, come here, man. Let me holler. Yo, this nigga ain't gonna give up a key.
Nah,
man.
I don't think he's giving him up.
Hey, yo. He loves God too much.
Yeah.
This God ain't gonna let it happen. We gonna catch that nigga when he weak. Let that nigga go.
I got keys to heaven. 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 Just know that I'm packing a weapon. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon. The weapon, your prosper. Word of my heavenly father. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. You know who I be. I'm from South Jersey, CMT. The blood I bleed. Rocking with the Trinity. Hey, yo. You know who I be. I'm from South Jersey, CMT. The blood I bleed. Rocking with the Trinity. Hey, yo. You know who I be. I'm from South Jersey, CMT. The blood I bleed. Rocking with the Trinity. Hey, yo. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. I got keys to heaven. Just know that I'm packing a weapon.
Yo. I just want to take the time to thank God for all the gifts that he gave me as a graphic designer, a videographer, a video editor, you know, giving me the gifts to write music and express how I feel in such a way. I also want to thank my cousin Keylays and the boy Zy Glizzy for playing a role as Trials and Tribulations. I also want to thank all my supporters out there that's been keeping up with me as I've been dropping music videos back to back. To God be the glory. I got keys to heaven. Thank you all.
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, man? Hey,
Y'all,
the crowd is the fuck back, man. Hold on, I gotta wash my mouth. This gospel rap show, I'm here with the passing tonight and shit. So, now the cuss again. I'm gonna be fucking up tonight. Oh, shit. Excuse me.
Be yourself.
You know what I mean? And all that and shit. I am spiritual. I'm just not religious and shit. But, hey, so be it. And all that shit. Y'all already know, man. It's another episode of Thirsty Thursdays and shit with y'all hosting. Want to know the tall, skinny, and bony? Would it be like, homie, Figgy D, aka motherfucking Snacks, man? We got the boy on this motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? My bro from the hood and shit. We go way back, like full fast on the Cadillac and shit. The boy Josiah and shit, man. Real talk, man. Want to definitely say thank you for coming on the platform and shit. Thank you, a dope artist, man. Definitely a dope gospel artist. I've never slept on you. I've definitely watched you and seen your music posted on social media and shit. So I'm definitely a fan of yours. And like I said, it's definitely an honor to have you on the platform, man. I want you to start by just introducing yourself and shit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know what I mean? And a little bit about that track that just went off.
All right. Well, before we get into that, you know, it's Thirsty Thursday. I mean, first, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here as well. We've known each other for years to see you get where you at now, too. It's truly an honor to be here. Especially such on late notice since you got me here dirty after work.
Yeah,
but
I got you.
Look, if my father know to get me on late notice, I gotta really mess with you because I don't do the, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
So, but it's Thirsty Thursdays, you know what I mean? So I gotta crack a cherry Pepsi over there. It's, you know, everybody know, you know, I'm a Pepsi guy, baby. You gotta drink a Pepsi. So
you know you serious about that Pepsi, nigga.
Yeah.
All right,
so your question was, Josiah Johnson, many people knew me as Backfire from back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, now I go by Conviction, or just regular Josiah Kyle Johnson. Man, of course, from the city of Camden, New Jersey. You know, when they call it what? You know, passion, what, crime, murder, drugs, all these other things. You know what I mean? I call it Christ made the living, if you use the relative. You got to talk about, But that's about it in a nutshell, man. Just a brother that just love rapping gospel and working hard. That's it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. As far as that track that just went off, tell us about that. Where inspiration come with that?
Keys to Heaven. Man, that song came about. It's a meaning, it's a message, and a reason why every song was birthed. Like, Keys to Heaven was about, you know, life just jacking you up. Trials and tribulations. You see when, you know, one person kicked you representing trials, another one's tribulation is jacking you up.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like when you feel weak, you gotta hold on to what God's word is, having faith in that God's gonna come through. So I said, man, I believe in God's word, so I don't care how bad trials and tribulations in life gonna jack me up. I'm gonna hold on to the faith, baby. So that's what that's about. And then representing where I'm from, you know what I mean? Representing Camden, like this is who I am, like, you know what I mean?
Facts. Definitely gotta keep pushing, man. Life definitely gonna happen to you. We was just talking about that on the last interview.
Man, I tell you, I was getting like 5 cuts during that video when they was dragging me. Boy, I was leaking everywhere. Like that video was fun, man. Yo, they was dragging me. They were trying not to hurt me. I'm like, I wanted to be real talking. You gotta really kick me. Man, I was feeling it, man. They was wearing me out. I had bruises and everything.
Like, hold on, snow up, nigga. You really fucking me up, man.
I was looking like Fireball Shoe Bill off of Living Color back in the day. I'm like, ah, yeah, that's it. Give me the good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. I hear that, man. And shit, man. So, you know what I mean? As far as, I mean, your name is, your artist name is your actual government name, right?
It is now. Yeah, it is now. Josiah Kyle Johnson. I just let it be me. You know what I mean? No hidden name. Only time I go by Conviction is when God put in my spirit. Now it's just me. You know what I mean?
Down.
Back in the day, everybody was like, oh, it's Backfire. Nah, it's just Josiah now. Josiah Kyle Johnson. That's it. This is who I am. You know what I mean?
It's so much easier just being yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Living up to real tough, man. Stop trying to niche to everybody else's flag, man. Do your own thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's so much easier.
I would say back in the day, be true to yourself. you know what I mean?
That part right there. So as far as you know, the rap music and shit, and like I said, your music is different. You're in a different genre. It's, you know, it's gospel. What made you want to, you know, rap and do gospel rap particularly?
Man, I started rapping gospel in the year 2000. I was a freshman in high school, telling my age. You know what I mean? You know, being that young, you know, I wasn't taught how to pray. You get what I'm saying? I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know, you know, I thought I had to go up there. Oh, he who's painted the sky blue and painted the grass green. I didn't know how to pray. So I just started writing out how I felt. Send it to God. Just came to him as I am. And then from there, I just kept going. Like, and I just loved it. It felt good. Like, I'm releasing this off my chest. And then once I started rocking stages, I really found more people that can relate to what I was saying. So I just kept letting it off my chest, talking to God. So, and that's what kept me going all these years.
So you actually walk with God because you know you got. I said, so you actually walk with God because you know you got artists. I know we talked briefly about that, I think, yesterday or whatever.
Man, look, I'm gonna tell you like this: every gospel rapper that's tied to me, and it's a good handful that's actually tied to me, including BBJ, the legendary gospel rapper BBJ. I'd be talking to him, and you know he started gospel rapping industry. He's the Jay-Z of gospel. He started gospel rapping industry.
Gotcha.
I don't rock with a lot of gospel rappers because my thing is this: if you ain't actually practicing what you preach, if you ain't doing it with a sincere heart, you're in the wrong lane, baby. You gotta get out my way. Like, I can't hang with you or click with you. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you be authentic. And even if you jacked up, I'd rather you be real. You get what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, everybody got a heart. Everybody believe in God. Everybody got a heart for God. Most people do. You know what I mean? Even if they ain't going to church. Just be yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, so what's going on now? Keep it 100 free. Seeing all these gospel rappers emerge and all that. Man, it's sad, man. It's like they ain't gonna last, cause rapping gospel ain't for the weak. It ain't. Yeah. They doing it for stardom and fame. They ain't gonna last.
Yeah, facts. They looking for a quick way to stardom and fame. They figure if they go with that bitch, ain't too many people doing gospel.
Man, most of them right now doing it to say, hey, look at me, and they gonna fall right off. And I'm gonna tell you why they gonna fall off, because this is something they don't know. So if anybody watching this says rap gospel and they heart ain't right, let me tell you why you're gonna fall off. Like, it's harder for gospel rappers to get in the industry than street rappers. Yeah. So you know what I mean? That's just keeping in 100. You talking to somebody that had like 7 record deals on his lap. Who's still there?
How is it harder though? How is it harder?
I had one deal on my lap where they wanted me to not say Jesus. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. We rap down, but you can't say Jesus. Yeah. It was a good deal. It was a major record deal. I said nope, because I had to be true to myself. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like, and I'm gonna keep it 100. That's like one of us saying, like, it's hard to not say what up, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just can't do it. Like, it's harder because what they look for, it don't sell. It don't sell like that. It don't sell like secular music or street hip hop. It don't sell. You're not going to, you get what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it 100. Kanye sell. That's Kanye.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
if he created his brand, yeah, I feel you, though.
All right. Kanye, he already came with heavyweight under his belt. Like, it don't sell like that. Like, so if your tips ain't right, you ain't gonna make it. Then on top of that, like, let's be real. How many doors is open for gospel rap in the industry?
I wouldn't know. So that's why I'm interviewing you.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if I tell you the name, how many record labels that's out there right now for like secular has been out there, you'd be able to name everything. You get what I'm saying? You can't do that with gospel hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be real. Like, thank God for the independent thing. The independent thing, that's probably the dopest thing.
Definitely, man. I mean, you be fully in control of your career and shit. You know what I mean? Your journey and shit. You know what I mean? So, you definitely got to push your shit. Hope you got a few comments in here and shit. I know you can see. I don't know if you can see. Can you see the comments down at the bottom?
Nah, I can't see it.
Yeah, nah, at the bottom, somebody said it's hard to sell no sex in it. That's real. You know what I'm saying?
That's fact, everybody. I see it now. Women half naked, that's correct. When he's supposed to half naked, yeah, that's correct. Not support with sex, correct. That's correct. That's all true. You can't, like, the stuff, I go in areas that I call the forsaken area or the not that's supposed to talk about in churches.
Yeah.
I talk about all stuff. I like to be transparent. So, like, I did a song about suicidal depression. Churches don't talk about suicidal depression, but that stuff is real. You understand?
The motherfucker.
Like, that's real. I like to go there. And I'm always gonna go in them type of areas. That's just who I am, man.
So as far as your musical influences, like who are your biggest musical influences? I rather gospel or you know what I mean, just in hip hop, period.
Yo, freak, I'm about to mess your head up, yo.
Fuck my head up.
That's the part. I'm about to mess your head up. You probably heard me back in the day playing some of his music back in the day. Now I'm cute.
Yeah,
I'm a 50 fan. 50, baby. 50. I grew up on 50.
50?
50, man. Like, yeah, I told 99 back in the day, asked, I told him straight up, 50. 50. Man, 50.
Man,
I always been crazy over 50. Then that gangster. We from Kansas. Come on, that gangster talk. I'm just keeping it straight raw, man. I've been a fan of 50 forever.
I can see that with the energy that you got going on in your videos and shit like that. You know what I mean? You come strong. You come hard. You ain't coming like you got some energy, basically. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like an artist need when they rapping this shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, correct. That goes along.
You gotta have that energy because you know you don't want to get on stage and the motherfuckers just looking at you like they like you know eventually finna go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like
I've seen it done 20 times.
Yeah, when people see your energy, they feel it as well. You feel what I'm saying? They feel it first. You feel what I'm saying? So you know what I mean?
You gotta learn how to read the crowd and cater to them.
Yeah, most definitely. You gotta be able to get that crowd participation. We spoke about that in the last interview and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody wanna be on stage falling asleep watching me out there.
Yeah, I got so much other things to be doing. I could be smoking some weed right now. Like, what the fuck?
Everybody taking bathroom trips, running to the car and everything, waiting for the next artist.
Yeah, what the fuck? You gotta be wise.
You definitely gotta be wise and smart in this field.
Yeah, man. Damn. Yeah. So you know, man. Can I mean, did you start off with gospel rap or was you a regular rapper first, and then you started doing gospel?
Man, I started off rapping about food in school.
Shit.
I started rapping off about food in school, and then that transformed to gospel rap. I always rap. I actually rap clean R&B too, but I don't promote it. I'd rather do encouraging music to help somebody out that's dealing with stuff in life.
I feel you. That's what's up. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that. So with that being said, you know that music has its. I mean, it's influence on people, right? In society, basically.
Yeah. And it sounds bad. Me saying I like 50.
Yeah, right. This gospel rapper dude likes 50. This is some shit.
I ain't gonna be one of them type of, you know, gospel ministers or whatever, acting like, you know what I mean? Oh no, I never did. You know what I mean?
I mean but with that being said, at the same time though, we don't know 50 personally. You feel what I'm saying? Like we haven't had a one-on-one conversation with the brother, so he may be, you know, a motherfucker just like us that you know survived under his circumstances and made choices under his circumstances. Yeah. That he was born into, you know what I'm saying, in life. So, you know what I mean? We all face that. You know, like we said, we like life be life.
real talk.
Real talk.
I mean, the way these churches going right now, I hate to say it, but the way these churches going, man, they're not making it any easier for anybody to stay away from the streets.
At all, man. I mean, so as far as your message, you know what I mean? What message do you aim to convey through your music?
My message is you're not alone. You're not alone. Yeah. Just like when you hear keys to heaven, get your behind woke, because a lot of people keep everything they got going on inside. They don't know how to, you know what I mean? So they be feeling like they're alone and stuff. So when I express myself, that's me saying you're not alone. You know what I mean? Right. Keep pushing, keep fighting. You know what I mean? Hopefully you see me pushing through and I'm getting somewhere like you can too. You get what I'm saying? That's what it's about, man. You should be trying to encourage each other to keep pushing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not trying to say, go shoot the next day around the next day.
Right. They on some punk ass Wild Wild West shit right now. That's a good time we living in this shit. At least during Wild Wild West, some niggas had balls enough to stand right in front of each other. You feel what I'm saying? And then, you know, whoever pulled the fucking gun out and shoot first, get fucking killed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right, word up.
This is when a rubber nigga just start shooting at a crowd of motherfuckers.
Yeah. After you did, they didn't want to talk to you. Like, I told you. I'm going to get you. He already gone. Like, you should at least get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
they'll go up no more, babe.
Man, shit crazy, man. We're gonna keep the interview going on and shit, man. You know what I mean? Just describe your process, you know what I mean, behind writing the music.
The process determines on what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through.
Yeah, most of that was gonna be my next question. Did you write
that determines. Like I will say this. I got Tearing Down the Walls of Jericho 1, that CD I released about 3-4 years ago, with everybody's song in there that they love, Squad and Answers to Needed.
Yeah.
I was going through so much in my life in that time frame. That whole CD, I wrote the whole CD, recorded the whole CD, and did all the graphics for it. It was fully completed in 7 days, and it was 26 tracks. And that's the only CD I ever put out. It was 500 hard copies, and it sold out.
Wow, that's what's up.
Because I was going through so much, I had so much to get off my chest that it was the only CD that ever sold out. It was crazy. I was like, yo, the hard copies. Like, the free downloads was going, but to see the hard copies go from being on stage a lot, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Amazing. That's a feeling this shit, accomplishments and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that keep you pushing this shit, you know what I mean? That's the reward, you know what I mean, of you pushing your work and shit, you know what I mean, your effort and shit like that, man. That's why I always
yo, man, freak.
What's up, baby?
What you over there doing?
Oh, I'm rolling up that shit that God put here for me and you.
Around here, we call that a city, sin, sin. Oh, wow. I had a message, yo.
No doubt. I like that.
To all my followers, you got to understand that I'm from Canada. All right? And I'm going to say this. Like, out of all seven, I came in the household of seven kids. I was the only church one.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I'm the only church one. So understand this in Canada. That's me. My family are all gangsters. You already know what it's like in Canada. Like, so don't expect me to be holier than thou, man. Don't expect it.
Facts.
Like, just keep it 100, man. Keep it 100, man. You actually studied the Bible. Jesus was in the hood. You know what I mean?
We was a brother, he was one of our brothers, like, shit, real talk, like, straight up.
Know that, man.
Real talk.
Know that.
Say, look,
somebody
say, he sure did grow straight from the earth.
Yeah, I see it.
You sure did, right? Yeah, that's right. Talking about this shit right here.
Look, I'm around my younger brother, man. Let me tell you something, man. My one brother can run. I think my one brother can run with Snoop Dogg, okay? I'm going to keep it 100, all right? You know what I mean? If all those holding the dial, if you see this, the Bible says be in the world, but not of the world. You want to go get all holy. I'm just saying. But, like, on some real talk, man, like, you can't. They said I'm dying, but this is real talk. You can't escape, man. Let's keep it 100, man. I don't care what pastor anything says, man. Any pastor, so forth. You can't escape reality, man. You're gonna be around that type of environment. You're gonna be around it, whether it's on the street or around with your family. You can't escape it.
Facts.
Nah, move. Let's just keep it a beam. So, man, I don't get uncomfortable. Do y'all go ahead, drink, smoke? I don't care.
Facts. Yo, when I repurpose this video, I'm gonna call this shit "Smoking with the Pastor." Watch that shit get mad. He was like, "What's smoking with the pastor?"
I was watching in the last interview. Somebody said something about you can't smoke with the pastor, drink with the pastor, something like that, with the pastor, something like that.
Yeah, my boy Mark Pope. Shout out to Mark Pope
and shit, the Big W Radio Show. And I laughed at that, man. It's sad because a lot of them be back there. Man, I came across, I came across so many pastors. You get to smell, look at all of them. They looking like Eddie Kane off of Five Heartbeats. doing a church function.
What was you doing in that bathroom, Pastor?
Listen, man. And then when it comes talk to me about, I can see the anointing in your life. The drug hit you like, and he can't even see straight. I'm like, man, this is. And I'm not trying to put. I'm not trying to scare people away from church, but I'm just being real. Like, I know what a lot of people are experiencing with that. Like,
people are already scared away from the church.
That's why. Yeah. That's not just why, but that's why. And look, I don't dig it, man. But it is what it is. Like, it's too much. I hear it every day. Like, people that meet me, new people that know me, like, I hear it all the time, man. I kid you not, at least 3 times a week. Different people talking about it, like, you know what I mean? Pastor, I did it.
Pastor said I did it in hell.
Man, the only thing I'm in hell with is this cherry Pepsi, man.
Yeah, he got a cherry Pepsi, a little special Pepsi. He said, give me a Pepsi with the cherry, on the cherry on the rocks, nigga.
You already know. I didn't want to talk about that back in the day.
So what challenges have you faced, you know what I mean, in your journey so far?
As an artist or as a man?
As an artist, not as an artist.
Right now, I'm facing a challenge. It's hard to be an artist when you have a family to support. You have kids.
Say that.
Because I'm an artist who's fully fledged. I write my own lyrics. I record my
own. It's 22 hours.
That was that. All right, robot going on over there, freak. What's going on over there?
You want to let me know?
Who that, Vicky off of iRobot? Let me talk like Will Smith. Yo, get that thing out of here. Get that thing out.
I appreciate that motherfucker.
Keep
me up.
Like, yo, you better get you behind the bed. Try to go night night. But it's hard to be an active artist or full active artist and try to take care of kids and take care of responsibilities and reach goals, because being an artist is to actually be an artist. It's not about just writing lyrics and rapping to yourself. It's so much more that comes with it. Right. And a lot of these artists don't know that. They think if they rapping in front of their friends. We talked about that a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm an artist because I know how to rap.
Yeah, facts.
That don't make you an artist.
Yeah, facts. Not at all.
You're out there putting the footwork in and the time to grind. You ain't no artist. You facts. A wannabe.
You got put in that straight like that. You straight up motherfucking wannabe. That's all we gonna call it. That's the only thing we can call it, this shit, you know? Real talk. So as far as your songs, I know I have several of them. We're gonna jump into another one in a second and shit. You know what I mean? But I wanna ask you first and shit. Like, which one of your songs, which song of yours is the most personal and why?
They all personal, but my most personal. Hey, I would say my most personal would be True Story.
True Story?
Okay. And that's when I really didn't market. I released the video, but I try to do one of them things where it's like I dropped it and try not to promote it, because like I put it out there, but I didn't want to fully expose myself what I was dealing with that time frame.
I got you.
Like, you know about my little brother, right?
Nah.
All right, I'm quite sure you know him or heard of him. Remember back in 2015? With the boy that was all over the news and on the papers, he shot his ex-girlfriend. He shot his girlfriend with a sawed-off shotgun, then ran in front of Cooper Hospital and shot himself.
Oh, shit.
It was on January 2nd, after the New Year's.
What was this? How long ago?
This is 2015. Yeah. So
I was in Syracuse. I've been here since 2015.
That's crazy. My uncle out here. Yeah, so I dealt with suicidal depression, so I started writing how I felt. So, and in the church, body of Christ, you're not allowed to deal with them kind of emotions, because if you do, you're going to hell, holier than thou. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's crazy.
So I started writing out how I felt, because I always talk to God. I'm always going to talk to God through music. So I wrote Suicidal, talking about me when I dealt with suicidal. Then I wrote True Story. So True Story, you'll see me sitting at the bench in East Canada. That's me on the hoodie where you can't see my face, and me and my stage album, which y'all know me from. And I was telling a story about myself, making it seem like with somebody else until the end. You see it. But I got real deep, talking about my kids and everything.
Yeah.
So I gotta say that's the most personal.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So we're gonna jump into another track, man. Let these cats see, you know what I mean, somewhere on the
brother. Where are we going at?
Which
song
are
we going to?
Yeah, you already know, man. I'm about to show you. We're about to jump on this Resurrection,
John. All right, let's go.
We're gonna jump on Resurrection and shit. Resurrect some of y'all that's watching this shit, because y'all know y'all done did some crazy shit. Y'all gonna do some other crazy shit this weekend. So, you know what I mean? We finna bless y'all hearts and y'all soul and shit with the brother Josiah up in this motherfucker on Thirsty Thursdays. But y'all motherfucking host, Figgy Deep, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony with a beard like homie, aka that motherfucking Snacks, man. And thank y'all for tuning in, man. Make sure y'all hitting that like button, that share button, and comment, man. Y'all can definitely holler at the brothers if you got any questions for him. Definitely hit that chat up, you know what I mean? Ask the question and shit. He will definitely answer your shit. Yo, we're going to jump into this next video shit, Resurrection and shit by the boy Josiah, man. Y'all fall back. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that share button.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? My name is Josiah, and I'll be looking after you today. You doing well? What's that? I can't. Wait. Why your heart rate is slowing down? What is going on? Wait. No, just don't look good. Wait, cold blue. I need all my saints to start praying right now. I need all my saints, quickly. Hurry up, move quick. Hang in there, buddy. I'm not gonna, hang in there. You're not alone, hang in there.
Do you know what it feels like when your heart suffers frostbite? Do you know what it feels like when you feel like you just don't feel Christ? Wake me up. He feel like he's broken. The tears keep flowing, it's forming an ocean. He feel like he's choking. He's going insane, trying to deal with emotions. He feel like he's dying. He wanna give up, but slowly he's trying. Consistently crying. The thing that he loves don't satisfy him. He can't see his purpose. He carry himself in the image of worthless. Cause truly he's hurting. Open his heart, you will see that he's broken. It shows on the surface. The words are shown, but never are spoken. Now can you imagine? Incredibly gifted, but losing the passion. His heart keep crashing. His brain is watched, but they both clashing. Now this is a tragic. His heart has a beep when he lying in the casket. The beat of his heart faded away, is in need of a spark. The man with the heart, he dwelt with the spirit but lost in the dark. The pain leads devastation. You're dead, so you stop praying. You lost your foundation. Your soul new resuscitation. Do you know what it feel like when your heart suffer frostbite? Do you know what it feel like when you feel like you just don't feel Christ? Wake me up.
Come. You still with me? Hang in there, sweetie. You can do this. You're gonna get through this. Stay with me. You there?
She opened her eyes. Her body is able, but she paralyzed. No longer she cried. Thought she would try, the tears come and dry. She just wanna die. Thinking of God, asking why. She hear no reply. You know what she do, she stop asking why. She swallowing pills. She thinking she hide, the pain will conceal. Saying this isn't real. She searching for love, do something she feel. Not happy with life. She turn up her wrist and pick up the knife. She know there's a price. Knowing she live is a blessing for Christ. The pain leads devastation. You're dead, so you stop praying. You lost your foundation. Your soul needs resuscitation. Do you know what it feel like when your heart suffers frostbite? Do you know what it feel like?
No. Cold blue. I'm losing. Start praying. One, two. Three, clear.
Wake me up.
Come on,
wake
stay
me
with
up.
Me.
Wake
one,
me up.
Two,
wake
three,
me up.
Clear.
Wake me up.
Come on, there we go. Keep fighting.
We back. Thirsty motherfucking Thursdays with the boys Josiah and shit. Gospel rap and shit. I hope y'all been enjoying the show thus far and shit, man. Like I said, I'm always going to keep, as long as I'm able to, bringing y'all the dopest up-and-coming artist talent from across the motherfucking globe, man. My reach is far. These arms ain't long for no motherfucking reason. Y'all already know, man. It's all y'all season, man. As long as I'm pushing, I'm going to keep pushing for y'all. As long as y'all pushing, I'm going to keep pushing. Is what I meant to say. You know what I mean? That track was dope, man. Tell us a little bit about that track and shit. You know what I mean? What where the inspiration come from?
That song is actually based on true story.
Okay.
The first verse was actually about a close friend of mine that was dealing with a situation that was similar to what I experienced. You know, when you got a heart for someone and you've been through it, you feel that pain. Like, you remember what it felt like. So, till this day, he still acknowledges that song. When I first dropped that, he was crazy over it. And the second verse was about a lady I met. She always followed my encouraging videos. I used to always put up encouraging videos. And one day she inboxed me and said, "Hey, I don't know you or nothing, but I wanted to say thank you for all the encouraging videos." And when I went to respond, it was like I seen the whole inside of her life. Wow. So I started sharing everything I seen about it, and it was true. So it hurt. So I wrote that, expressed that emotion. So after I wrote it, I sent it to both of them. And to this day, man, that's still one of their favorite songs. I thank God that he was able to just let them use that as a coping mechanism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
I didn't think he was going to go there with that song. Like that.
Yeah, that's dope. I think I was just talking about that with the sister. Like, she felt as though, like, the video that that she had sent me to play on the podcast, her interview, you know, she felt like she didn't really like that one or whatever. Like, I told her, like, you know, the ones that you may think that, you know what I mean, isn't one of the hottest songs, maybe the hottest song to somebody else that's listening or viewing it.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because somebody's going to need to hear that, especially hear what I'm about to say tonight to tie in with that. Don't you know, the one song, I remember releasing this one song in 2004. I made a Christian version of Snap Your Fingers. It was on Power 99, 103.9. I was going all over the place with it. And I hated that song. Man, I was going to stay left and right. Man, that man, I was getting calls every year. Can you come do that song? Like, I had to perform that song at least over 300 times. I was sick of it. Like, but you know what? It was Joey Stone from Blackstreet. No diggity. I got to bag it up. I was sitting with him. He said, I was at a bar. Because, you know, gospel rap wasn't allowed 24 years ago. It's going on 24 years. January's rapping off. It wasn't allowed in Turkey.
I didn't even know that.
Nah, we ain't had no platform. 20 feet. I was rapping gospel in clubs and bars in Philly, turning it up in open mics, sharing stage with Meek Mills, Hakeem off the Empire. Man, I was with all of them, man. Gilly, like, I was with all of them. Only gospel rapper in clubs and bars, Pegasus, Treasures, you name it. I was in there. Shampoo, you know what I mean? Club One. But anyway, like, even though we may not like the song, keep in mind that Tina Turner, was it Tina or Whitney? It was Whitney. That song, that I Love You song, and she hated that song. That was one of her biggest records. Right? She hated that song. Look at that song.
That's my point. That's the point I was making earlier on the last podcast, is that it'll always be the song that you don't really like. Mom be like, I like that shit. Like, yeah, you like that shit?
Yeah, I can name like four of my songs I'm sick of. Man, I'm sick of it, but you gotta give the people what they want, baby.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely, and shit, man. You know, we all get criticism and feedback from the music that we put out and shit. You know what I mean? How do you go? How do you handle feedback and criticism?
I like it. It makes you better. You know what? I have my uncle. Man, it's funny. You made me think of old memories about that song, man. I used to try to leave the song home. They'd be like, "Yo, I got it right here." I miss having my uncle in my life, because even as a kid, he was always tough on me. He said, "But you got too much potential." He's like, I ain't going to sit here watch you write some garbage. You know, he was canvas, so, and they not churchy. You know what I mean? I would go into my suit like, "Yo, I wrote a new song. Look, check this out, man." F that song. It's trash, nigga. Go back to the kitchen. Roll it up, throw it up.
Write it with your chest, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, real talk. And I loved it because it helped me to get better. Like, I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't the greatest punchline of metaphor, but if I start switching my flow, I'm going to tear you up.com, all right? You know what I mean?
No.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I love criticism. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me why. Tell me I'm trash. Because I fuel off of that. You know what I mean?
You got
to think about it, man. I love fishing. It's a hustle with fishing. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. But, how do you think your hometown and your background
influenced
your music?
Man, yeah. Well, we from, your background and where you from, like Camden, your music is surrounded by it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody, I don't feel like if you really got a passion for expressing how you feel and your music is true to your heart, you gonna represent where you from if it was a tough background. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just facts. Like, I'm quite sure you say Camden in your music. And Ben saying, like, it's no different. Because when you mention Camden and you think about Camden, you think about what you went through or what you were surrounded by, the environment. Like, man, we met our Polak. Man, you can't get no more grittier than that back then. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like,
exactly. Like, man, what you expect me to be? Holier than thou? That's why I never signed with the mother record. They couldn't handle me. They'd have crucified me. I'd have been next Kirk Franklin, but it makes you who you are. But it's up to you to choose what path you're going to take.
That part right there. I'm from Camden. Certain events happened in my life that changed the trajectory of my life, the path, you know what I'm saying? So I'm at right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, talk. You chose it different. You chose a different path.
That's
right. If we would have chose the other path, we probably wouldn't be here right now.
That part.
That's a bean. That's keeping it the bean, man, because it's easy to get tangled up in the hood.
Yeah, man.
I hear sirens right now flying past. And I'm on the outskirts of Camden right now.
Look, bro, that's crazy, right? But, dude, still, bro. That's what it is, man. As far as this artist and shit, like, which artist would you dream of collaborating with? Rather, it's gospel or hip hop?
What's that?
Which artist would you, you know what I mean, would you dream of collaborating with? Rather, it's gospel rapping or if it's, you know what I mean, the regular hip hop, whoever. It could be any artist, right? If they own or not.
Fitty.
You said 50?
Yeah.
Oh, he said 50. Oh, you said 50. He was like 50.
That's how I called him. I always called that since I was a kid. 50.
50? Like,
yeah.
50 the way with you?
Look, man, listen. I almost had a song to do with a song with DMX before he died. Cause I felt like me and DMX energy would have been stupid because he started getting heavier than God. It would have been stupid. It would have been ball game. So it didn't work. All right. I got it. But it didn't work because he passed. But 50, what I like about 50 is that I know he'll keep it a G. So if I say 50, man, let's get on this topic. We're going to talk real life, hood, gangster, and we're going to put it here. Like, and I believe he's going to meet me where I'm at. He's going to give me that same gritty feel. Like, I like giving that gritty feel, too. I like to growl and show my teeth when I'm on stage. You know what I mean? They'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm already been called an angry gospel rapper. Listen, I'm an angry gospel rapper. All right, I'm cool with that. You just got to know yourself. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Well, have you sound like Denzel? You know what I'm talking about?
So do you produce your own beats? As far as your whole writing process and shit like that. I know you write your own music. But do you produce your own beats? And also, do you create your visuals?
See, that's my only weak spot in music. Period. I produce my own visuals. I record myself and mix it down. I even do write my own lyrics. If you can't write your own lyrics, you need to sit down too, man. You want to hear that. You're not a rapper. You're a lip singer. Lily Vanilli. All right. But my weak spot is that's the only thing I don't know how to do is make my own beats. And mind you, I'm self-taught on everything. And I'm a full-fledged graphic designer, so I do my own flyers, posters, websites, logos, all that. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know how to make beats yet. Nope.
Hold on. I mean, would you like to? Would you like to learn in the near future?
I would love to, but you know, thinking about my kids. If they gonna pay me to sit down and be an artist, then I'm gonna learn. But till then, man, I'm trying to be.
I'm a daddy. He said right now I'm a daddy. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I hear that shit.
Yeah, man. Sucks. I want to get remarried. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna get married. I want to have another child, man. At the end of the day, much as I love music, and I say this to anybody.
Yeah.
When you leave this earth, your kids is your true legacy, man.
Facts.
That's your true legacy, man.
Facts.
Man, most of these young folks don't even know who James Brown is. But I guarantee you, when you hear about his kids and so forth, you're going to know. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
man. But music's my passion. It's always in my heart. I'm always going to tear something up on the beat, baby. Like, God open that door from ripping everything. You know what I mean?
I hear that shit, man. So
I would love to learn how to make beats.
Yeah, so
I would like to learn.
You said, yeah. Well, definitely. I hope you do learn that shit. I think you'll be a dope beat. Nigga, I think you'd be a dope producer and shit, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you already know what type of sounds you want, you know what I'm saying? As an artist, you know what I'm saying? As a writer, I know for me, that's how it works for me and shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? How do you distinguish yourself from other up-and-coming artists?
How I distinguish myself? Being myself. Ain't nothing like me. If you speak of how you feel, you just keep being true to yourself. You ain't going to be nobody there to match. Ain't nobody gonna be able to match you. Like, be yourself. Yourself is unique. People be able to relate, but they can't do it better than you. Man, a couple people try to mimic you. They fail. Like, they fail. Because what's for you is for you. So it's like, be yourself, man. Y'all see my stage out because I'm spike vest. There ain't no niggas in Canada wearing no spike vest. Come on, man. Just be yourself, man. Man, you know what I'm telling you? I got called weird, you know, all that kind of stuff, man, from office, man.
Weird is dope to me, you know what I'm saying? Weird is dope. Weird.
Yeah, man, the real respected, though. The real respected it because I was in my own stay in your lane. Like a good neighbor, stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane, yo. I started talking to niggas like my man off in Wild Out. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You know what I mean?
It's facts.
Man.
So let me ask you, What's the biggest challenge you faced so far in your career, your music career?
The biggest challenge I ever faced in my career was believing in myself.
Okay.
Once you believe in yourself, the sky's the limit.
Right.
Like, I had 4 deals on my lap when I didn't believe in myself. I even had back then Waka Flocka was hot and popping to everybody. It was on my heels. But once I started believing myself, man, I got like 3 deals opportunities last year alone.
That's what's up. That's good shit, man. That's what's up. I think that's dope shit, man. You know what I mean? That all come from, you know what I mean? You putting in that work and shit. You feel me? Real talk.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Somebody watching. That's why I tell motherfuckers, man. Come on the platform because it only take that one share, you feel what I'm saying? And I'll be sharing y'all up, I'll be tuning y'all up, I'll be running ads and all that, paid ads and all that shit too. So we'll take that one motherfucker to see y'all shit. You did me and shit, you know what I mean? Real talk, man. That could be the opportunity to get you on the shit. Just don't forget the little motherfucking people, you know what I mean? Like
me, never, man.
Don't forget my motherfucker, because I ain't gonna
tell you about it. I don't never see where I come from, man.
No, I'm fucking with you and shit. I mean, so as far as live performances and shit, how important are they to you?
It's more important than writing and recording.
I agree.
It's more important. This is why. If you want to be an artist, the only way you can be a successful artist is that people have to know you. You have to have a following. And if you got that right energy on stage, man, I got followers that have been following me since day one on Facebook. They're always still sharing my stuff. They've been following me for over 20 years. You know what I mean? Like, and some of them they won't miss none of my shows. Like, a lot of them met me from being on stage. Like, it's so important. It's especially if you want, for those that still, like, because you still have a good handful of people that want a record deal. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to show them that you can hold a stage down. Like, you got to show them that.
Most definitely. You got to have stage presence. I just spoke about that in the last interview. Like, a lot of people just say, you know, you got to be able to have crowd participation.
Yo, speaking of that, let me give these artists some tips. This is street artists too. Tip number one to all the men out there: stop grabbing your crouch. I don't give a damn if you do a hood rap. All right, it's played out. All right, I understand that. Even you got the little "I don't give a f" attitude. Do something different. All right. Rule number two: stop being on stage where it's like to lick the audience. Your audience, you supposed to be catering to. I see so many rappers out there don't even interact with the crowd. They just on the "This is my swag, forget everybody, even y'all." Yeah. Like, you gotta interact with the audience, man.
Facts.
So I'm gonna just leave it right there. I'm gonna give y'all them two tips. Know what I mean? Cause me, best believe, I'm never on stage. I last but maybe like my songs, they average 3 minutes. I never get called to do a show for just one song. Never. Facts. Usually 2-3 in the encore. I've been doing the Big Hat of festivals. Like, I did that for like 3 years. I did a Caribbean festival at the waterfront. Like, I'm doing 3-4 songs. If that's leave, I'm only on stage probably in that 15-20 minutes or whatever. I'm only on stage for like maybe 40 seconds. Out there, man, I'm rocking with the crowd.
Uh-huh.
I'm rocking with the crowd, baby. The party down there. The party ain't up there, man. I'm in the crowd, baby. Catch me when you catch me.
That's how, like, you get any participation. Yeah, you got to get the crowd hype. You know what I mean? You got to show some people you see before.
Man, I just went to Clark Center in Camden, man. I wasn't even where I was way across the parking lot rocking with everybody, man. I was like, man, that's where the party at, man. Like,
I think upcoming artists tend to forget that people don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? So it's different when they're paying to come see somebody perform that they know, like a famous motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus like that, they'll sit and watch them, you know what I mean? And they may jump up or blah, 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 clap and dance or whatever in the audience because they already like their music. You know what I mean?
They already there.
Artists, they don't know you as an upcoming artist, so you gotta get the crowd to participate. So you gotta learn that craft. And I don't think that every artist have it. I know for a fact every artist don't have it. You know what I'm saying? So you can sound dope on the track in the studio, but I believe a lot of people don't like want to do interviews and they don't perform a lot because they scared. They dope in the studio, but they not dope in front of people. Like,
I'm glad you said the scare part, man, because let me tell you something. I still get nervous on stage. I lost count. I kid you not. God is my witness. I lost count. I was counting how many shows I did coming up. I used to keep the flyers and everything coming up from 2000. I lost count maybe about 7 years, 6 or 7, maybe longer, 7 years ago. I was at 945 live performances.
Yeah.
I lost count like 7 years ago. I had my flyers and everything. Now, here's one thing about me. I still get nervous. Before I go up, I still get scared. I don't never want to lose that fear. I don't never want
to
lose
that. That's a feeling that you that I think that keep you going. Like I used to think it was fear too, right? But I learned that it wasn't, like, cause you know I was rapping before I started boxing, right? But so when I would go into a ring before I start fighting and shit, I would have the same feeling that I would have before I would perform and shit. Yeah. So I just, you know, it to me it was like, okay, it's just a like an adrenaline rush.
Still got it?
I will knock
my fuck
out, nigga. I will
put my hand.
No. Oh, you froze up and shit.
Like, y'all wish I'd
lost. I said,
I believe you, because anytime somebody's real passionate and know what they do, they get serious, like, yeah, they did. I wish your bro would, like, so, like, because that's like me when they say, oh, Josiah, you can't, I can't, what? I get serious, like, so, but for those that get scared, even if it's going to be that first time performing, I'll never forget my first time performing. I was scared. Yeah, it was a surprise event. They had me blindfolded, took my blindfold. I seen people in the balcony, people in the front. I missed my cue. My music was already playing. I was like this. But I thought about, the first thing I thought about was Eminem. 8 Mile. If you had one shot. And then I thought about what Jay-Z said. And I don't even like Jay-Z. Let's put another time. And I don't care. I never did. Just not my type of artist. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own cup of tea. So I didn't. What do you want them to remember you by? When you go on that stage, understand this. Do you want to be remembered by the guy who choked, froze, or was scared? Or do you want to be remembered by that guy gave it all you got? That person was on stage to give it all they got. Yeah, they tried. Now you got to shake that fear off.
You better shake it the fuck off or you going to look like a motherfucking asshole, nigga.
Yeah. And love what you do and just have fun. Enjoy what you do.
Real talk.
And you got to capture your song. So, like, if your song is a heartfelt song, capture that emotion. If it's a wild song, party it up. You got to capture your song. You got to go back into what you was feeling when you wrote it.
Say that. Real tough. So let me ask you, how do you stay grounded with the potential of fame and success? I know you said you have record labels coming at you, you got deals sitting on your laps and shit like that or whatever, you know what I mean? How do you stay grounded with the potential of, you know what I mean, fame and success? But that, I mean, that surely will come if you do have an assignment, any of them, you know what I mean? It's a good deal.
I don't see, here's the difference between me and a lot of these gospel rappers. A lot of these new gospel rappers do it for the fame. I don't do it for the fame. Like, if it comes, I would love, don't get me wrong. I would love to do what I do in music and get paid enough to take care of my family, but that's not the main focus. Like, long as, like, Freak, you love the box.
I fuck you up.
You still would love the shit that you still throw your hands sometimes, right? You love what you do. You always going to do it. You get what I'm saying? So what I say to them is this, man. If the right opportunity comes, I'm attacking full approach. And I'm beating everybody the head to the white meat show.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, them deals ain't right, so I'm sitting. They put the right deal on the table, whatever it is that I need to take care of my family, move forward, I'm going to tell y'all with a serious face. I'm tearing everybody up. Because at the end of the day, even though it's gospel rap, it's still a business. I don't care how anointed you are. Kirk Franklin, nobody ain't going to sign you if you don't sound good. That's facts. They'll take somebody that's gifted and not anointed before they take somebody that's anointed and not gifted. So I'm telling you now, they put the right opportunity on the table. I'm going to be number one. I'm beating everybody in the hands of the white man. Look, and I'm telling you, it's different now, man. Look, I'm saying this humbly. I'm saying this confident. I'm not saying this cocky. Can't nobody out there run with me. I'll beat y'all all in the head to the white man show, man. Like, you're the wrong way. Because this is why, man, I got the heart of King David. You know what I mean? King David didn't play when it came to praising God. He wasn't playing when it goes to war. Like, don't want, man, even street rappers. I don't care y'all to say it. Like, I'm from y'all area. Like, I ran in clubs and bars rapping beside y'all. I'll bust y'all in the head to white meat. When it comes to stage performance, good luck keeping up, baby. Man, keep up. Like, but real talk, Freak, though, man, like, you got to make wise decisions when it comes to, like, when you're grown up. I've been doing this since a child. When you become an adult, you got kids and so forth, you got to make the right choices because your future's at hand. But one thing is, though, you never give up on your dream. Never give up. You know what I mean? Even if you feel like you got, like, them last two videos that you seen, such as I'm the one, I had to squeeze those in there. You get what I'm saying? I'm always going to make time for my gifts and my skills, but you know what I mean? You just got to wait on that right opportunity. For those that ain't working, they got the money and so forth, time to chase your dream, go hard. Because if I ain't had to do this construction company, I kid you not, I was always on stage. Always.
Most definitely, as you should, man, as you should. How important is the visual element, like, you know, music videos for you?
Yo, we're in a day and age of social media. We're in a day and age. We're in that day and age. Ain't nobody gonna click on a picture with a song playing on social media. Ain't nobody trying to do all that. You gotta show visual. You got to. That's so important. Let me tell you something. That's more important than trying to drop an album.
That's more important.
That's more important. Because you're gonna drop that album, and guess what? Nobody really still ain't gonna know you.
So my input on that is that I tell artists that I deal with personally, I tell them, to focus on, you know, putting out singles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why right. get somebody, right. why put all that work to an album that nobody really gonna listen to? The average person probably listens to maybe the first 1 to 3 tracks of your shit. You dig what I'm saying?
And you know what? You said
hold on. They'll determine right then off the bat because they probably already hate it from the rip, bro. They probably thinking like this shit probably whack, but I'm gonna listen to it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that first track was all right. Let me see what else going on. Then after that, it's like, all right, let me listen to what I've been was listening to. You know what I'm saying? So they're not gonna go through your whole catalog. Is my point. You know what I'm saying? So why not just give them one track at a time? Because then at least they'll listen to that one track. You feel what I'm saying? And I think you just have a better chance that a person listens to one single than a motherfucker listening to your whole album. And then you spent all that money to record it. If you ain't got your own personal studio, and for what? Because ain't nobody listening to that shit. So that's my advice to any upcoming artist. You know what I mean? Don't put your whole catalog out there. We're not gonna listen to that shit. Just put one song out and keep running it up. You feel what I'm saying? Facts.
You are right. You're totally correct in that error. My manager got on me about that plenty of times. Selena Robinson from Heaven Sent Management, and also heard it from Sony. Also heard it from BBJ. All the celebrities and tied to told me the same thing. Make your single, push your single. You know what I mean? See, but here's the thing about me. All right. I write too much. And then I'm evolving the more I write. You get what I'm saying? That. So it's like, so the problem is I can't stop writing. Then I press so much, it's like I want to get it out, because by the time I feel like I write this project, because I got it off my chest, if I don't release this, I'm going to be on 3 more projects down. In 24 years, the CD I didn't release yet, Jericho 3, that's CD number 39. I write a lot. So, but your mind frame of which you just said is totally correct. This day and age, you need to drop single. Record 3 songs, 3 hard songs, promotional. See, y'all skip past the promotional part. There's a difference between promotional and sincere music. A new artist don't want sincere. They don't want to know about your heart. They don't want to know who you are. You got to give them that feel-good music. So write 3 good feel-good music songs. Figure out which one is the best one. Take that best one, produce a music video, and you market that thing. You promote it, you share it, you do what you got to do. You focus on it, I say, for about 6 months before you release something else.
Yeah, I give it up.
So that is
the right. Yeah, you got to run it up, man. You run it up with YouTube ads and all that shit. Like you see other artists do. Like, I don't know why people don't pay ads. Yeah. Pay ads don't cost that much. You know, you can set a budget away, man. You can get fucked up by fifths and shit like that and eighths and and shit like that or whatever. Like you can invest a couple of dollars in running up some ads and shit. I run up ads and shit. You know what I mean? I don't charge y'all nothing to come on this platform. I'm paying for the ads. You know what I'm saying? I'm running them up. You know,
I appreciate it. That's love, man.
I appreciate you appreciating it and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yo, and let these artists know too. Remind them even after they stay active.
Most definitely.
Cause you got my boy, a wise man once said, I know you don't love me. You ain't the same with Jay-Z's in town. What I loved about what 50 said that is, you keep in mind, when y'all sitting, y'all not marketing or pushing artists, they're looking at the next artist. They forgetting about you. You get what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. For artists that have been doing it this long, and I have my sit moments because of life, it's hard crawling back out of that hole. You going to miss me.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, once you roll it, you got to keep that ball rolling.
Yeah, you don't want to keep restarting this shit. Restart, because now you got to keep that self-motivation dies at the time and shit. And you got to regroup and shit, you know what I mean, here mentally too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Definitely agree with you on that 100 and motherfucking 50. You feel me? Shit. So let me ask you, are there any other genres, you know what I mean, of music you like to explore? I know you do the gospel rap and shit like that, whatever. But, you know, are there any other genres you like to explore?
A lot of people don't know, and I'm gonna share this. You're gonna be the first one to actually get this information out of me. I always wrote clean R&B, hip hop, rap, love songs and stuff, dealing with emotion, heartbreak songs and stuff like that. And the funny thing about it, even in high school, until now, a lot of people like that style of me more than gospel rap. a lot of, but I don't promote it or put it out there because I'd rather encourage people than, you know what I mean?
Just that's what's up, man. You know, for the greater good and all that other good stuff. You know what I mean? You know, humanity. We're supposed to be loving on each other and shit like that, not doing the other shit that we're doing and all that. So man, I definitely told you to be sure of that, man. I respect your work. You know what I mean? And, you feel what I'm saying? Like, real talk, shit. We need more gospel, real gospel rappers that's going to put out the gospel rather than religious or just spiritual. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, it is people out here that really want to hear some real music. They don't want to hear that bullshit like what me and Keith Murray was talking about. Like, he was like, that shit at the awards, man. Like, he was like, shit, fuck it, I could talk this shit on your platform. He was like, shit, bullshit, nigga. Like, what the fuck, man? This is bent over and shit on the BET with me. The fucking, whatever it was, yeah, the BET awards and shit. Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, I mean, that shit was funny as fuck. If you didn't check out that interview, definitely check out that interview and shit on the YouTube channel. Link is in the bio and shit on Thirsty Thursday's book page and shit, man. Definitely check out. Anybody that's watching, if y'all didn't check the Keith Murray interview and shit, definitely check out the interview. Brother is dope as fuck. The vibe is dope as shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, hell yeah. And I'm on the niggas guest list too, so I'm at whatever shows and shit. Me and my homegirl, we in that motherfucking shit. We in the fucking building. We're gonna talk. Mark Polk said he gonna pull up too with us and shit. You know what I mean? So we gonna see that. That's some shit I'm looking forward to and shit. You got any upcoming shows and shit that we can look forward to? And your fans that's watching, or we'll be watching?
Right now, we're planning for, right now I'm in the mood of planning for my 24-year anniversary.
Okay.
Doing it big. We're gonna have BBJ there. Once I get that tied up, once I get the location and everything. My artists, that's all these gospel rappers that many know, they all, and the regular rappers, they're going to be tied to me. They all going to be there. We got people coming from Texas, Atlanta. Like, right now I'm trying to bring it home to Camden, but it's like, I got to find the right building with the space. In Camden, we ain't got the size building. That's why we need, baby. Man. So, we're going to get ready for the 24-year anniversary. I'm trying to do it on my birthday on the 24th of March. And we're going to get right. You know what I mean? But let me tell y'all something. I'm not doing it in the church because a lot of my followers don't mess with churches because these churches are jacked up. So we're doing it in the
church.
Churches
need therapy. Yeah.
That's for a different topic, man. We're going to say that for another Thirsty Day.
We're going to put that on you, Toxic.
But, but Chad, man. Yeah, man. It's going to be, you're going to hear about it. Once I get it together, we're going to hear about it. But that's what I'm pushing for.
Definitely looking out for it, bro. Definitely looking out for the shit, man. What's your favorite part of your creative process?
I like the down-to-earth transparency. Okay. Like, just being myself. Like, for example, my next music video, I plan on dropping Get Low. I know that's going to catch your ear because I'm representing Camden. I'm representing God, my true heart, like where I'm from and who I am. And in this process, it's not going to be churchy because I want all, like, when I'm, like, real authentic. So I'm going to four-wheelers in there, dirt bikes in there. People going to be drinking, smoking weed, being
I'm going to be over Thursday. Going to be in that bitch because you know what we do.
Yeah, you already know, like, then I want to be known, like, right there, like, be anywhere or not in the world. Like, this is who I've been around. This is who I grew up around. This is my hood. So it's like, you know what I mean? They support it. So it's like, it is what it is. This is who I am. And the whole message is, just because they like that don't mean they don't love God or they got a heart for God. So stop condemning these hood niggas. Like, they got a heart for God, too. So that's what the message is going to be about in the video.
I'm feeling all that shit. So we're going to talk about this next video and shit, man. We're going to jump into this shit, man. Again, man, I want to thank you for being on the platform. We got the boy Josiah and shit, gospel rapper and shit, man. If y'all didn't see any of his music and those shit like that, I'm about to jump into another video and shit, man. Brother, it's definitely dope, man. Got me listening to him, got me ready to go holler at the pastor. My boy Mount Pope gonna say, but you can't drink with the pastor. Oh, the pastor gonna be drinking tonight. Fuck that shit. Talking about his ass up in this bitch, Pastor Johnson. Fuck out of here. Who the fuck you with, nigga? Shit, real talk. Man, we're gonna jump into this next video again. Get this next video and shit, man. Again, I want to thank all the viewers for, you know what I mean, chiming in and shit. Make sure y'all hit that like button, hit that subscribe button and shit, man. The comment and shit, man. If y'all want to holler at the boys, the interactive platform and shit. So if you got any questions for the brother and shit, man, definitely hit that chat button and shit, man. Drop a message and shit, man. We're gonna keep it going and shit, y'all. Again, thank you for being on the platform. Definitely a pleasure and shit, man. I mean, I'm sorry I ain't sober and shit, but I am. It is what it is.
Now the guy turned water to wine and Noah, he was a drunk. Don't play with me. Come on, man.
This was this shit, man. Y'all stay tuning in, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. We still in this bitch. We ain't done yet.
Purposely I planned for this.
June.
I didn't ask nobody.
Don't touch.
No. Purposely I planned for this. I didn't ask nobody else. Cause everyone was irrelevant. And I showed up just by myself. I had to let them know I'm the one. I'm the one who nobody can come against me.
I'm feeling like David, I'ma start a riot. I'm feeling like David going against Goliath. I'm feeling like Moses when he split the sea. I'm feeling like I'm broke, the Lord's with me. I don't battle with the saint, I'm on another level. See that man in the mirror, that's my own devil. Crucify my flesh, that's a new way. It's like a shovel in your hand, digging your own grave. I'm still struggling in Christ, I've been saved. I've been forgiven, been reborn, man, I've been bathed. Temptation got a hook, Mike Tyson. You fall short real quick when it's enticing. Some of y'all quit, but I keep fighting. Y'all talking to the haters who be backbiting. God got me, I don't care about who don't like me. Divide the truth from a lie, and then try me.
I didn't ask nobody else, cause everyone was irrelevant. And I showed up just by myself. I had to let them know I'm the one. I'm the one who you
are. I ain't done yet.
Nobody can come against me.
This a battle of the flesh, I fight my own demons. Ain't no demons ever stronger than your own demons. I'm trying to kill my flesh, baby, no time for grieving. To that old man scream that he's now leaving. To the Lord and his word, I'ma keep cleaving. In prayer, put my heart, I let it keep bleeding. Won't stop, can't stop, I'm still breathing. I got a handful of falls that I'm still breathing. All places, all race, with all cases. The Lord's wired in my mouth like a set of braces. Embrace the Lord's taste and I excel. I'm fresh out of the belly like the Jonah whale. I'm too smooth, I'm too cool, I'm no fool. I lock jaws on his word, pit bull. His word, my strength, my tool. Not physically, but spiritually, I'm a mule.
I didn't ask nobody. Cause everyone was irrelevant. And I showed up just by myself. I had to let them know I'm the one. I'm the one who nobody can come against me.
Definitely a dope visual. I'm still in that shit. You know what I mean? Definitely a dope visual and shit. Ain't nothing like creating, bringing what it is you see right here to, you know what I mean? To actual, you know what I mean? To the point, oh, we lost him and shit. Oh, shit. Somebody probably trying to call the nigga and shit. So that's the thing when y'all be on y'all fucking phones and shit. You know what I mean? Y'all got y'all motherfucking hoes and shit. Because I know he got them little sisters and, you know what I mean? No motherfuckers from the church and shit calling his motherfucking ass and shit. Hold on. Hit back. Let me stop talking shit. He ain't gonna not talk this shit until he watched the replay. What?
What happened? Hold on. What happened? Hold on. What I missed?
That's not, bro. Where we guys? You guys?
I heard that. Who was that? Talk that talk.
Watch the replay, bro.
Talk that talk.
I was definitely talking shit. You know, I be always talking shit. That's my motto.
Word up. I do the same thing. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. Yeah, I was.
Nah, real talk, man. Like, again, man, it's definitely been great having you on the show, man. You know, I got a few more questions for you and shit, and then we gonna spin off and shit, real talk, man. We've been on here, we running for like an hour, 14, 15 and shit. I'm feeling nice and precise and shit, you dig me?
I'm chilling with the boy
that be chilling with Jesus Christ and shit, man. So we all in the building. I'm feeling blessed right now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm more spiritual. Then religious and all that stuff, because like I said, I don't know what's gonna be going on. It's all these guys and stuff, and I just rather just be like, yeah, I believe in the one. Yeah, we're gonna call him the one.
I get it.
We be vibing, whoever them, we be vibing like a motherfucker. I'm trying to
I get where you coming from.
Yeah, all that good shit.
Yeah, I'm going to leave all the religion foolish over here. I'm just going to get with Tom.
I get
what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Because when the spirit moves me, you know what I mean? Shit, fuck that, yo.
I dig it. I get where you're coming from.
All right, so what advice would you give any artist that's coming up? I mean, regardless of whatever artist, whatever genre they in, like what advice would you give any artist that's coming up and shit that's pushing right now?
Never give up. It's going to have its ups and downs. Just like life. Just never give up. That's all.
That's what's up. That's the best advice, man. I would give a person, you know what I'm saying? Never give up and only drop singles, motherfucker. Stop putting all this work into a fucking album. Don't nobody know you. All right. You might be able to know you and shit, man. Push it out.
That's right. So drop them singles, the music video singles. Get on stage.
Yeah, don't spend all that money on studio time. Spend that money on the
band. There you go. And don't expect to see no money in the beginning. Man. Don't expect it.
Yeah.
Your butt need to go over there. If you just getting out there, you better go start rocking them open mics. That's how you got to get your name up. That's how they knew me. Open mics. Man, I was at every open mic popping.
Facts.
Philly, Camden. Well, mainly Philly and Atlantic City. I've gotten back from Philly and Atlantic City nonstop.
Yeah, facts.
And open mics up.
Facts. In my younger days, I used to be ripping the motherfucking clubs. That shit would be so fun. I used to have a crowd going crazy. That's why I'm saying I'm big on crowd participation. Because it wasn't nothing. They see my little skinny ass go on stage and shit and then go crazy. Like, oh shit. Who the fuck is that? That niggas always was like, who the fuck is that? Type. Like, right. Oh shit. Like,
freak. That's what I miss about rapping gospel in clubs and bars. They used to be like, here come a gospel rapper. I'll never forget. They'd be like, as soon as they say, here come a gospel rapper, I don't even get up to the stage. Boo, what the F is he doing here? As soon as that beat got up going, your table's up, they would be like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Hey, yeah, you're like, I miss those days, man. I miss those days, boy.
Yeah, man. It used to be shit, man. It's what it is, man. Hopefully times have changed and we can start doing the club scenes and shit without no crazy shit popping off.
Man, they got another open mic going down in Philly for clubs and bars or open mic. I promise you, I'm taking it back and I'm going in there.
I hear that shit. So speaking of, you know what I mean? Because, you know, things be happening in the studios and shit. I'm nice to have my studio open and shit, you know what I mean? How do you handle conflicts and disagreements in the studio?
In the studio? Man, let me be honest. I can't remember the last time I really was in the studio. Recording all my own work, but something like that, man, it's best, if it's really that bad, it's best to just wash your hands on it. Ain't nothing worth getting yourself tangled up. Like, sometimes you gotta learn when to just walk away, man. Like, you gotta think about it, because especially our ethnic, we can be so aggressive, like, it ain't worth it, man. Walk away, man, because let me tell you something. One song you may think is the number one song, unless you know you're going to burst something else that sounds even way more crazy. Like, so whatever happened in that studio, let that motivate you to bring something harder. You get what I'm saying? Like, man, walk away from it. It ain't working, man. Just wash your hands on it.
I heard that shit, man. So how do you feel that social media, man, how do you feel that, the music right now today, has an impact on social, like this social media and just, you know, people, you know what I mean, the public, you know what I mean, in a whole, you know what I mean? How do you feel about that?
Man, I can't say everything I want to say.
You can say what the fuck you want to say. It's Thirsty Motherfucker Thursdays, nigga.
All right, man. Listen, man. These young boys out here, man, doing all this buttercup stuff, man. Let me tell you something, man. The tight jeans and everything, we all can't even walk. And still hang behind your behinds. Like, I can say it was baggy. I'm from the baggy old school with the baggy jeans sagging under your cheeks. Like, these tight pants where you can't even walk. He's walking like a penguin and your butt cheeks up, man. Like, man, listen. That music tearing them up. And then, like, y'all think, y'all acting like it's cool to be feminine. And at the same time, like, how you gonna be hard with a feminine looking swag, right?
Facts.
What did they do, man? Boondocks. What did they call them? Thug Loving.
Like,
Listen, man, I can't do it.
Hey, yeah, I mean, seen, I'm not hold up, real fast. Yo, I seen a picture of Usher today with a skirt on.
Yeah. Oh, no, my fault. My friend hit me up and said, I know you ain't talking about tight jeans. What? Yo, listen. Listen, I got to listen. Yo, man, that's because what's how it happened, yo. I grew out about doing construction, you gain weight. You know what I mean?
Man.
So I went to take this girl on a date. Like, I ain't had nothing to wear with me. I was like, oh, man, I'm panicking. I got these jeans. I was like, man, I'm going to have to finesse these. Yeah, she roasted me. Yo, she from the hood. She roasted me.
Yeah.
Yo, my feelings was hurt. Like, yo, I've never had anything to do. Yo, I ain't got any clothes again. Like, but I gained so much weight from doing construction and carrying heavy stuff. It's like, I live in my work clothes, like, but I thank God for it because she teaches me how to switch that up. Sometimes you need a woman to help a man teach you how to switch it up.
You're fucking right. But, and thank you for giving us our fucking flowers and not acting like Samuel fucking Kevin or Kevin Samuels. That's a nigga name. Yeah. Rest in peace. But yeah,
that's
like him, you got a bunch
that's
of
real tough though, man. Let me tell you something, man, about a woman, man. Like, man, I don't care what nobody say, man. If you really want, like, you, a man is good by himself. We can get somewhere. Like, but if you got a good woman behind you, man, you're going to go way farther, baby.
God,
but, like, I thank God for it because, listen, I've been living in work clothes for the past 2 years. I haven't owned no work clothes. Now I own, like, 5 pair of regular sneaks now, 10. but on some real talk, though, like, back to the music part, like, they hold the buttercup stuff they doing, I feel like they way more gunplay. That gunplay is way more different. Like 50, man, me like at 50, you couldn't get no gangster than that, my era. You couldn't get no harder than that.
Yeah.
But his jaw wasn't like today, like shoot up everything and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on with y'all, man. Like, man, y'all. And that geeky caca goo goo rap mumble crap, man, like makes sense. Like, there's no substance in their music.
We talked about it on the last podcast. It's demon. Yeah, I see that dude, hold on real fast. I see that dude on TikTok saying he was like, man, you wonder why motherfuckers be shooting the shit at the club and shit, because we in the club listen to demon music. Everything that someone's talking about, kill this nigga. Shoot this nigga. I got the bag, nigga. Take that nigga back. You know what I mean? We drinking this shit. We getting drunk in the motherfucker. And we bopping to this motherfucking demon music, nigga. That's why niggas is getting killed. Like, you know what I mean? It makes sense, man. They use hip-hop as a tool to control society, particularly the young motherfuckers and shit like that, the youth and shit. You know what I mean? And that's why we in the state that we are in right now. I feel as though worldwide, really, you know what I'm saying? Particularly more so here in the United States, but it's more widespread than we know. You know what I mean?
It's facts. That's facts. You're talking real facts, man, because it's real. And it's sad because a lot of these rappers now, they think that's what it takes, the younger ones. You know what I mean? They got to talk about, you know what I mean? Shoot down, shoot this. I got an AK, got a Blizzy, got the gold stun. Like, that's all they talk about. Like, if you really listen to what they talk about now, it's like every other 2 bars or 4 bars, like, you know, bars, 4 bars, they talking about a gun.
Right.
It's like they ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Their vocabulary is shot.
Yeah, man.
Little
like they ain't got no, They acting like they dropped out of middle school, man. Like, it's stupid.
They can tell you by the extended clip though.
Right. But can't tell you how to get a job.
I mean, it's sad, man. We gotta do better, yo. We definitely gotta do better and shit, man. I think it's possible and shit. In my opinion, instead of us going back and forth with each other as far as the female versus male, I think that we should start linking together and shit. You know, even if it's just for the sake of, you know what I mean, just trying to help rebuild our communities. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all you got to do is, as a minority, like, we can get these federal contracts, these state and local contracts and shit, you know, once you get, you know, certified and shit like that or whatever, because we minorities. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got to give us these contracts. You feel what I'm saying? They set aside for us. Like, we've been on this shit. We got a high chance of getting them because, you know what I mean, we minorities and shit like that. And then if you a black man and then you got a black woman, she a minority twice. She a black woman and she a female. You see where I'm going with this and shit? You feel what I'm saying? So y'all got three chances of getting whatever contract you're going after now because you know what I mean, your status and shit like that or whatever. But you know, I don't think everybody think on that note. I don't think it's because they know, but they don't know, and that's why, you feel what I'm saying? People don't know it, they don't have that knowledge and shit like that or whatever. So we rather be on social media, be bickering back and forth with each other. Saying women ain't shit and niggas ain't shit and finger pointing and all that and shit like that. Yeah. When both sides need to take accountability and responsibility, you know what I mean? Like, we both got a lot of that shit to do. You dig me? And that's real. As a woman, I can hold myself accountable for certain things too. So, you know what I mean? Certain ways and shit or whatever. But, you know what I mean? I think we just got to stay positive, man. Stay pushing the shit, you know what I mean? And think about positive shit, man. With that being said, where you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? Let me see where I see myself. 5 years, I plan on being remarried, another kid, all right? And if I'm on stage, Lord willing, if I'm out flying around doing shows, I plan on whipping every platform I see. Now, I mean, I'll tell you one thing, no matter where I'm going to be at 5 years, I bet you I'm going to be doing something real big.
It's 23 hours.
All right, Robot, Vicky, yo, it will pick me every time I hear that. Like, all right, Robot, Vicky over there, baby.
Just in case you forgot, I'm gonna keep you know what I mean, shit.
Yo, is that Alexa or something, or Alexis or Alex? Like, Matt, what is that?
I got another system over here, shit, so that's my other system thing. You know, just keep me on point and shit.
That's the Apple joint.
Yeah, that's the Apple. Yeah, Mac. AI everywhere. AI everywhere.
Chill out, Alex. She'll be back with you in a second, Alex. Hold up. Chill out. he that ain't even serious. That's Alex. Chill out, man. Hold up.
Funny as hell, yeah. Before I forget, while I'm thinking about it too, also, I haven't decided. I'm still debating which day it's going to be, but I'll be doing a review show too, where I'll be playing all artists' music and shit like that and whatever and shit, you know what I mean? But I'll keep you posting on that inbox everybody else on that note too. And I'll be putting up a post as well and shit. So we about to head up out of here and shit, man. I just want to ask you this one last question and shit, man. Answers for your fans and shit, people that's watching now, the people that will be watching in the future and shit, you know what I mean? What do you want your legacy in the rap industry to be?
The king of joy, the king of restoring joy.
Say that.
The king of restoring joy. Life's too short. Enjoy it.
Say that.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing you go through like that you can't get through.
Say that shit. I appreciate you, brother, man. Definitely appreciate you on a short notice of coming through on Thirsty Thursday and shit. You know what I mean? Freak me applying that motherfucker pressure. I want to try and shit like fuck that.
Look, I'm looking all tough, getting all dirty from work and everything. I was like, man, you was talking trash. I'm like, oh, man, you gonna do me like this, man?
I was drinking. I always talk shit when I'm drinking.
Oh, that's what it was. You think you slipped? You was in Camden a while ago. You look at how you catch you. That's how I catch your Camden and pour it up. You think you slipped? All right. Next time I see you, know what time it is. You know what time it is next time I see you. I'm gonna have to duct tape pillows on because you're gonna beat my head in. But you know what time it is. When I see you, know what time it is.
You know it's gonna be all love. You know it's gonna be all love. That's why you came on my platform, man. I definitely appreciate you again.
You already know, man.
Definitely an honor, man. Definitely an honor. Definitely a pleasure, man. You feel what I'm saying? I think you dope, man. I think you should keep pushing this shit as you going to anyway and shit, man. Real talk, man. Listen, man. You gonna get all the feedback from this shit or whatever. You on all like you go on mad different platforms right now. This shit is crazy, man. It's gonna get even more crazier. The Roku, the Fire TV, Apple TV coming next and shit. So that's gonna be putting y'all music and shit and y'all interviews in front of millions of motherfuckers versus thousands of people on all these different sites that I got on that I'm building. No, different platforms.
Cool. I hope God stretches you wide as he possibly can.
Yeah, man, appreciate that. Real talk, man. So we're gonna hit up out of here and shit. Again, man, it's Thirsty Thursdays with y'all host, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony with a V like homie, Freaky Deke, aka that motherfucking Snacks. Y'all know what it is and shit, man. Get the boy. We got the boy this motherfucker tonight, Josiah. Real talk, gospel rapper and shit. Dope ass gospel rapper, might I say. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the brother dope as fuck. Got me ready to go holler at the pastor with the bottle of Deuce to make it juice. Hey, pastor, tell me, how can you stop me? How can you make me put the bottle down, pastor? Shit. We finna talk about something. Can I lay on your couch, pastor? Real talk, shit. Can I talk to you and the deacon? I might need two of y'all tonight. Real talk. Now, we stopping. Real talk,
yeah.
I'm just talking my shit
because
I'm feeling nice.
Yeah, I know. Just enjoy. Good times. Good vibes. Live it up. Don't take it so serious.
You already know, yeah, right? Don't be so serious, man.
Not so serious.
Right. Nah, man. They spirit ain't great. You know what I mean? They spirit ain't great. Real talk, man. But again, man, thank you for coming on the platform and shit, man. You have a good night. Everybody that's watching, make sure y'all like, comment. Yeah, we don't need y'all to comment now, but you can still. You feel what I'm saying? He'll answer to him. You feel what I'm saying? But make sure y'all like, y'all comment, subscribe, man. Definitely subscribe so y'all can stay updated to all the upcoming, you know what I mean? You know, artists that we're going to have coming on here, because I ain't stopping. Can't stop, won't stop. You know what I mean? I'm from the show me state. I'm showing you motherfuckers, man. It's Thirsty Thursdays with your host, Freaky Deep, man. Peace.